is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Item number one. A TV crew from CNN was at City Hall in San Francisco doing a report on crime in downtown San Francisco when they were robbed.
Well, it's eyewitness reporting.
Yeah. Got robbed, it says. Again. We were at City Hall in San Francisco to do an interview. We had security to watch our rental car and the car the crew was in. Thieves did this in under 4 seconds. They showed a busted window and all the contents gone.
Wow.
4 seconds. That's fantastic. That's
security
good.
Stopped the jerks from stealing the other bags, but seriously, this is ridiculous. They said they tried to, quote, grab the crooks, but ended up with an image of a license plate as they got into a vehicle and drove away.
Ah.
She lost her ID and her passport in the theft.
Oh, the passport sucks.
That all sucks.
Yep. Mm-mm-mm.
San Francisco is a beautiful city. It's our third day here, and I've loved my time. But if you visit here, know that even with hired security watching your car, it is not enough. Now, you need to go old school, babe. Back in the day when I was a kid, we would drive to Detroit and go see the Tigers play in a very questionable neighborhood. And people would let you park in their front yard. There's no real parking lot. You parked in someone's yard. But you always gave the kid an extra 10 to literally sit on your car.
Yep.
Sit on the car while I'm gone. Now, of course, he could go take off just so he's sitting on it when you get back. The idea was to get somebody to be personally responsible for your stuff.
Right.
Because none of these cars was safe. It's Detroit. Come on. If anybody can break into a car, it's Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where I spent my Halloweens. Come on.
That's where you go to train to break into cars.
That's right. Exactly right. You want to learn how to set a house on fire? Detroit, the night before Halloween. It's what we do. That's item one.
Item number two.
Yeah.
We're going to the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority Transit Police, who said they have arrested a man after he repeatedly threatened fellow subway riders with his pet rat, Jerry.
Oh, man. There's a pet rat named Jerry. Is a guy named Tom?
His name is Jeffrey. Jeffrey Stewart. So covering a bunch of guys' names here. The 57-year-old was arrested at about 4 in the afternoon after threatening people with Jerry. On Friday, a prosecutor said that Jeffrey Stewart was allegedly shoving the rat into people's faces while yelling at them during their daily commute on the subway system. After being told to leave the station, he returned and attempted to get back on. He swore at officers. He took out the rat. He threatened officers with the rat. They described him as well known for causing disturbances.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got some issues.
57, still doing this.
And comes up to you with a rat in his hands.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, all right, which one of them's rabid?
Yeah.
Is it the rat or is it Jeffrey?
Because
he's a weirdo.
I'd want to get the poor rat away from
him. I know. I was just thinking, you know, I'm not a fan of rats, but the rat's got to be scared out of its mind.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, the rat is safe now. Jerry was turned over to animal control.
Oh, good.
And Jeffrey's facing a bunch of disorderly conduct, trespassing, threats to commit a crime, and more charges.
I would be very angry about that. I don't think I would care for that.
Just annoyed.
I'm probably
really going to
slap the dumb rat out of his hands, and I'm going to feel bad about knocking the rat to the ground. But
yeah, rat didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. Yeah.
I think I'm kicking the guy in the junk. I mean,
well, I do,
he's holding the rat.
True. Yeah.
It should be a piece of cake kicking him right there in the nards, you know?
Yeah.
It should be easy.
Yeah.
You know? You want to learn how, ask
Rod. I'm not going to be victimized by a 57-year-old wielding a rat.
No.
I mean, unless he's your size.
Well.
Then I'm going to take it. till my stop.
Oh, man.
Excuse me, Jerry. I'm getting off here.
Yeah, yeah. He's less than your size. He's eating the rat.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm going to feed him.
All right, good to know.
Slowly.
I can terrorize
you
with a rat.
You can terrorize me.
Okay.
You can't run as fast as me, but you can terrorize me.
That's true.
If I could, if we get to my stop, I got a chance. All right. Finally, this. Let's do this. I take you now to Florida, where a woman named Quavi faces charges.
Damn
it. A woman was arrested late last week at the McDonald's in Cocoa Beach, or Cocoa, Florida, accused of brandishing a gun at the drive-up at the McDonald's when they didn't have a menu item that she wanted. In fact, they're describing it as a non-existent menu item.
The McRib? I mean,
I don't know.
Shamrock Shake, because those are back.
Well, Quavi demanded a cheeseburger bundle. Some kind of combo, we're thinking here. and refused an employee's offer to sell her a cheeseburger and an order of fries. She wanted the bundle. Of course, McDonald's, as you know, there's no such thing on the menu as a bundle.
And it would be called a McBundle if they had it.
Yeah, they don't even have it. Which number do you want? You want a number two? Yeah. You want a number four? Right? This appeared, by the way, this happened during her second appearance at the drive-thru that day. The employee described how things were a little busy during the first encounter with Quavi. The second time around, the victim told police that Quavi had pulled to the first drive-thru window after being told that she couldn't order a menu that's or an item that's not on our menu. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
I saw it on TikTok.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
It's on the secret menu, right?
Oh. I will fight you through this window.
Once there, the victim asked Quavi what her problem was, and at that point, she reached for the gun.
Oh,
man.
She said her problem was her parents because her last name's Moto, and they named her Quavi.
Quavi. She's 26. She's Quavi Young.
She's forever young.
Shoot. Yeah, Quavi. Oh. Yeah. She does not have a valid driver's license, by the way.
Oh, so she shouldn't even been driving in the drive-thru.
Quavi did point the gun at the victim and threatened them as well before proceeding to the next window where you collect your food.
Right.
This is the pay window.
Yeah.
You can't order something we don't have, Quavi.
All right, can you pull forward?
But you pull forward and wait. Yeah. If you could pull into the number two lot, police are on the way. If you could just pull up to number two.
You could just wait a minute.
You mind? Dude, I was at McDonald's one Saturday morning, and I don't know what happened. It was like, what'd you have, like one egg? Because this place is backed up beyond belief. It's like cheese tester, you know? It's the and so all the orders are taken way too long, and I get up there, and she goes, can you pull into space number six? And I go, there's a number six? Where's that? I've never seen anything higher than a number three. Would you get out here and put numbers out here? I started looking around, and these numbers are out there. They're there.
It's in the next lot over.
You've just never seen them before. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Well, thank you, Quavi, because anything goes.
Hello, Lakeland. Y'all ready to rock in the Sunshine State? They got rednecks wrestling pine buns. They got drunk girls going wild. Party with margarita villas and cereal killers while you watch a gator eat a child. They proudly lead the nation in public masturbation. They're up all over the place. Forget the key lime pie, let's get a bath salt high and munch on a stranger's face. Because anything goes in Florida. Come on down and do your worst. Snort a rail of a dumping, naked and a coffin. Chances are you won't be the first. Do it anything, anywhere, anytime in the valley. They got meth labs and magic kingdoms, bars and the KKK. And when it goes down, you can stand your ground and blow your neighbor away. Because anything goes in Florida. Baby, let the good times roll. If there's a law, you can duck it. If you catch it, you can f*** it. It's America's glory hole. Talking anything, anywhere, any night and any day. In a village.
you go. Texter says that McDonald's around here have the double cheeseburger bundle.
Ooh, okay. Well, maybe Quasimodo was right. I mean,
oh my gosh,
the bundle.
I got to keep
it's
up.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They guess they don't have them in Florida because this woman's arrested.
The way you said, oh my gosh,
the I've never heard of it either. The $3 bundle at select locations. You can get the double cheeseburger, the hot and spicy McChicken, the 6-piece chicken nuggets.
Nice.
So her action's justified, I guess, Rick.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
I say we let's start a GoFundMe, get her out of jail, get that gun back in her hands,
and get her a bundle.
That's right. Here's a bundle for a bundle. Well, there you go. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
That's why this is
Stupid News.